about his total body of work all the way back from the spring through the summer and fall camp to this point, he has certainly earned the right.
Apparently, Nathan Peterman has earned the right, but I don't know. Sean McDermott there announcing earlier this week that Nathan Peterman will be the starting quarterback against the Baltimore Ravens. Hi, by the way. This is the Bills Wire Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Jeremy Uhas. This decision came out. I was kind of numb to the idea. We had talked about the quarterback position for such a long time throughout this offseason, ever since Josh Allen got drafted. And I didn't even really know what to make of the decision. But after a couple days, I really dislike what Sean McDermott is doing here, announcing that Nathan Peterman is his guy. But I want to take a moment to just kind of lay out my take on the whole Josh Allen, Nathan Peterman decision. This is a spot on the roster, the quarterback position, that's been talked about ever since Josh Allen was drafted. How long it would be until he gets to take over as the main starting quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, I think for me, I just want to come out and say it, that I think it's the wrong decision. I was a fan of Josh Allen, one of a few people that really liked his skill set and wanted the Bills to draft him on draft day. So I'm a little biased in that sense because I'm a Josh Allen fan, but it could have been any rookie quarterback the Bills drafted at the position that they drafted him. Why I'm upset with this decision by Sean McDermott. And his decision last year to start Nathan Peterman, a fifth-round draft pick, when the Bills were already in playoff contention with Tyrod Taylor at the helm, was a poor decision, and it played out to be a very, very poor decision even after the fact, after the five interceptions. But I'm starting to lose faith in what Sean McDermott is saying publicly and what he's doing with his franchise quarterback now just holding a clipboard on the sidelines. Don't get me wrong, I think Nathan Peterman has done a lot of great things this offseason. I think he's probably prepared, and it looks like he has prepared a lot harder. There's noticeable differences in his delivery and his ability to get rid of the football as an anticipatory thrower. We've heard that around the block this offseason of how he's just improved from his rookie season to his sophomore campaign this year. However, you drafted Josh Allen at number 7 overall. Sam Darnold is starting for the Jets. Baker Mayfield is not going to get his shot right away, but the Browns made that clear right off the top. Starting a rookie quarterback as soon as possible is not the norm, but it's almost anticipated. And where the Bills drafted Josh Allen and who they have on the roster right now currently, I think Josh Allen gives the Bills the better chance at success at the quarterback position than Nathan Peterman. Nathan Peterman will be a game manager, much like Tyrod Taylor was. He might be a game manager, but with more interceptions potentially, and not the explosive running that you're going to get from a Tyrod Taylor. So this is a clear downgrade from what the Bills had last year. And I don't know how you can sell it to Bills fans. I'm really kind of upset of how this all worked out, because the Bills made it a priority to draft Josh Allen. They calculated his reps. I think they wanted to get him comfortable in the system in the spring, which they accomplished. They progressed him slowly through training camp, mission accomplished there. They started him with the threes, then gradually got him reps with the twos, and then started against the Bengals game. He held on to the ball a little bit too long there, and a couple plays, but this is what I'm talking about, learning on the job. And I think he probably took some valuable lessons there playing, and him not now starting for the Bills is, I think, the wrong decision, and here's why. Here's a couple of reasons why. Number one, people say that it's important for him to sit, for him to learn. I disagree with that completely. I think he needs to play, and I think he needs to learn from playing. That's number one. That's probably my biggest overarching problem with this decision, is Nathan Peterman, we've seen what he can do. It's average at best. So Maybe he improved a little bit from last year, but he doesn't have the arm that Josh Allen has. He doesn't have the legs that Josh Allen has. He doesn't have the big play capability that he has, that Josh Allen possesses. So just talent alone, it's not even close. One was a fifth-round pick. This is a first-round pick, a bona fide arm that I would want back there to change the game at any point. And for a team that's not historically and traditionally explosive, especially in the last, well, century, it seems like, but definitely in this millennium, they have not been a great passing team traditionally. So to have someone with a rocket standing back there, able to make plays all over the field, wherever open receivers can hopefully find their void in a defense. You know, Nathan Peterman is shorter. He's just limited. His skill sets are limited. But my biggest overarching point is Josh Allen needs to be able... He needs to be able to have some game experience. And right now, he doesn't have any of that opportunity. And I'm not sure why. They brought him through this entire preseason, entire training camp, to kind of take the job. And I thought he pretty much did that. Again, the Cincinnati game was not a great game, but the offensive line looked horrendous. And he also, as a rookie, made some of those mistakes, took a couple of sacks he shouldn't have taken. But he didn't panic or throw the ball into coverage and get it picked off. He learned from that. And that's what I want the Bills to do with him, is put him in there so that he can learn those things, so he can get the timing down. Josh Allen sitting on the sideline Sunday in Baltimore is not going to be helpful. Him sitting in the QB room after going over film might pick up a couple of things, but he needs to learn by being on the field. And the longer that he's just left on the sideline is a valuable time and valuable time wasted, where he could be under fire, learning on the job. And that's my biggest thing. I'd say after just him being able to learn on the job, a lot of people are saying, well, he needs to just kind of get more time, develop confidence, really understand the offense. I think he has a decent grasp on the offense right now. They could probably pare it down or help him out with Shady in the backfield or whatever if he's not feeling comfortable with the entire playbook. But you can gradually give him more each week. I think he's already demonstrated that he can get the guys in and out of the huddle. He knows the plays, and he looks comfortable enough, in my opinion, like the stage isn't too bright for him. And I think for a young 7th overall draft pick to be told, like, hey, you know, we want to start Nathan over you, I'm not sure how that went in Josh's head. But I can tell you, from a young competitor like him, just like anybody, it could potentially not backfire completely, but you might get a guy who's hungrier than ever, that wants to come out and show that they made the wrong decision and try to push for that starting role. But I think it just probably took all the air out of his sails, you know, to work as hard as he did coming in as a rookie and to be told, like, hey, you're not better than this fifth round pick. I think psychologically that can do more damage to Josh Allen with this decision than giving him that confidence of, hey, you played great, you've done everything that we've asked, we think you're ready to go, we want you to lead this team. I think the troops would have rallied behind that. I think Nathan Peterman is a good enough guy to understand his position if that were the case. So I understand Nathan Peterman outperformed and won the preseason competition, but this is not about that. This is about who gives you the best chance to win on Sundays, who's the better talent behind center, and it's not even close. That's why I'm so disappointed, and so I'm really starting to question the direction that Sean McDermott and just his logic for starting quarterbacks. And again, we don't know everything behind the scenes. A lot of this is based on only what we can see. But you and I both know Josh Allen is a better quarterback than Nathan Peterman, just based on talent alone, and that, for me, is enough to make him the starter. More so than that, he is going to be the face of your franchise, number two, at some point. So get him in there. Number three, he needs to learn by playing, not by sitting around and being the scout team quarterback. He needs to be Sunday suited up, game planning. I want him going through the week, prepping, watching film of his opponent, going out there on Sunday, pre-gaming like he's the starter. And given that confidence that he is going to be the face of the franchise, I think he carries that with him in each game, that confidence that you need from someone like a gunslinger with his mentality. I'm really worried about how he took this news of being the backup. And maybe, you know, he seems like a good kid, but when he goes in there, whenever he does, he's always going to know that he wasn't chosen. And hopefully that doesn't affect him too much. I want to say that he's mature enough to accept whatever the coach tells him, where he falls on the depth chart. But the fact of the matter remains, he knows probably deep down that he's a better talent. He knows where he was drafted. He knows what the coaches have told him, what they want him to do. And he went out there and executed pretty well throughout the preseason. He did enough, in my estimation, to be comfortable enough to take charge of the offense. And McDermott putting that to bed and not crushing his dreams necessarily, but it's a setback. And you work so hard after the draft process, I'm sure. Both guys out there competing. It's just a tough pill to swallow, and I'm really nervous how McDermott is going to handle this when he inserts Allen into the lineup. And if he doesn't get inserted into the lineup because Nathan Peterman plays mediocre, you know, say the Bills are 3-3 or 4-3, 5-6-3, you know, they're playing a little above 500 or 500 ball, Peterman's not coming out. And Allen is not gaining any experience, and his first full year potential of learning on the job is thrown out the window. I'm upset by how that's transpired because he was drafted number 7 overall for a reason. He demonstrated that he has a pretty good grasp of the offense and being able to get the guys in and out of the huddle, all of the logistical things that you need your quarterback to do. He demonstrated that in the preseason. It's time for the Bills to turn the page and just go for it. They spent all of this draft capital on trading away their starting left tackle and Cordy Glenn and moving up twice in the draft to get Josh Allen. I don't understand why they wouldn't want to start him. I could totally understand if the Bills had a competition and it wasn't Nathan Peterman, it was Sam Bradford that they brought in, or another veteran like Case Keenum, who's proven that they've been successful in this league. I would understand this more, but the fact that it's Nathan Peterman in front of Josh Allen doesn't sit well with me at all. And some people may disagree with that, but that's just how I feel about the entire situation. It's rather disturbing that the Bills went this direction. I think they're only furthering dividing their fans. People last year, when Tyrod was mediocre, called for Peterman to come in. If Peterman starts out poor again, they're going to call for Allen right away. That's just going to be a difficult navigation for Sean McDermott here with fans and with his own team. I didn't even really get to that, but you know, you had guys on this team that I think expected Josh Allen to and know how this league works, that the rookie is going to start. The high-rated rookie is going to start sooner rather than later. I think it would have rallied the team, and now Nathan Peterman's looking over his shoulder. He knows something's going to be coming. He has to play flawless. I think the entire team knows that they have to play flawless or Peterman loses his job. I understand that he has to maybe keep McDermott, that is, keep to his word and honor that this was a competition and Peterman threw 80% completion and was this the better quarterback statistically and looked probably the most consistent, so he gets the start. But that was the preseason. That was consistency. That's what I would want from my backup. The 80% is off the charts. That's a little of an anomaly, I believe. I don't think he would be able to keep that up over the course of a season for sure, but over a couple of preseason games, okay, he could throw some shorter routes and some timing patterns and get his completion percentage up. But Allen made the more impressive throws, the tight window throws. You know, Peterman made a couple of those, but it, to me, it's just the wrong move. And a coach who made a wrong move last year with his quarterbacks, I'm really concerned going forward how this plays out, because if Peterman plays really, really well, well, that's great for the team. But again, your investment is sitting and rotting before he even gets a chance to make his own impression on the team. And I'd want to find out sooner rather than later what you have with Josh Allen. And his first year might be a struggle, but give him 2 years of just play and see what you have in two straight seasons. The Bills ponied up a lot to get this guy, and right when the time counted for them to start him week one, they've chickened out and gone to the safe backup fifth round pick. Sean McDermott's pedigree as a defensive coach could be a big reason why he feels like he needs to be more safe with his decisions, with his quarterbacks. But it's time for the Bills to stop acting scared about their passing game and want to unleash a player that possesses the skills that Josh Allen does. And I'm saying this not only from the fans' point of view, but I think this would benefit the team. They need a player who's electrifying and who can change a game with one play. And Nathan Peterman, a lot's going to have to go right. He's going to have to march down the field consistently, dinking and dunking his way down the field. And that can be efficient. That can control the clock. That can be beautiful. That can work for you for maybe a few games. But you also need a playmaker back there. And that's what you have. And you've decided not to play him. So, not sure where that's going to go. Like I said, we're going to have guests on from Ravens Wire here coming up in the next couple of days, as well as other Baltimore writers, kind of arranging those interviews. So make sure you keep it tuned here to the Bills Wire Daily Podcast. I'm your host again, Jeremy Uhas. Again, let me know what you think about this decision. It's not sitting well with me, as you can tell, but maybe others of you feel differently. And also make sure you check out the pod. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Make sure you leave us a review. We appreciate it. And subscribe. Spotify as well, and Stitcher. We're also there if you prefer to listen on those platforms instead. And again, we'll catch you next time right here on the Bills Wire Daily Podcast.